In Atlanta, more controversy about a church that believes in physically punishing children. The House of Prayer is a small congregation in one of Atlanta's poorest neighborhoods. Because parents at the House of Prayer allow their children to be beaten at the church, Georgia officials have taken dozens of kids into protective custody. The parents say they've done nothing wrong, and now they're asking for public support. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
Ever since the battle over the House of Prayer first erupted in February, the church's leader and the families in its congregation have worked to mount public support against the state. As children have been taken away, the families have held news conferences expressing their grief and anger. They've accused the state of denying parents the right to punish their children as they see fit. They've even called state officials forces of evil. Then last week, the church's pastor made sure TV crews were on the scene to tape state officials taking seven brothers and sisters from their home.
The children's parents.
This report was on Atlanta's Fox affiliate, WAGA.
Refused to surrender the kids peacefully yesterday, so DFAC police came in today, but this is anything but peaceful.
The video showed two teens in handcuffs being forced into a police car and small children sobbing as state workers walked them away. This was the fifth family from the House of Prayer to have its children put in foster care. After the reports aired, hundreds of people began calling the State Department of Family and Children's Services, expressing outrage. Wilfred Hamm, the state's director of social services, says in all the publicity, people are forgetting what the children's parents allegedly did.
This is not an issue about spanking children. This is about cruelty to children and abusive acts, such as children being suspended in air and beaten by adults, children having wet marks, abrasions, bruises.
Hamm also says the videos failed to show that the House of Prayer's pastor, Arthur Allen, was encouraging the kids to be violent so they'd be handcuffed and look victimized. Witnesses have corroborated that, and the usually outspoken pastor has refused to discuss it. But it's clear that the videos have had an effect. Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell announced the city police will no longer assist the state in this case. And yesterday, state attorneys made a surprising move. They had asked for custody of Allen's seven children, saying there was evidence that kids are being abused. But at the hearing, they requested more time, saying they didn't have enough evidence yet. Afterwards, Wilfred Hamm said with all the public scrutiny, the state wants to build an ironclad case.
We want to be sure that the public is very clear on the case that's being made. There's no room for error in this.
But Pastor Allen had a different explanation.
They don't have any evidence, and they have to manufacture some false evidence to try to bring against me when they come to court.
Allen then stepped outside the courthouse to a group of 50 supporters and led them in song. Among the crowd were some parents whose children are in foster care. They've been offered the chance to reunite with their kids if they promise to only punish them themselves at home. All the parents have refused. Georgia's child advocate is now opening an investigation into the case. She says she's concerned about the kids caught in the crossfire and wants to make sure they aren't being used as pawns by either side. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.